Hello, and welcome to Sample Spotlight Music Melodies Unraveled, where your hosts, Beatrice
and Christiana,
bring you the beat breakdown. On this episode, we are going to bring the heat because the tea is hot. The messy side of samples and music will be uncovered today. Some controversy will be discussed, and the girlies will chit-chat about when music sampling becomes not so fun and how it can actually grow quite serious. So, Christiana, why don't we start out today by talking about a few examples on the not-so-fun side of music sampling, like what the power of technology has the ability to toy with now that people are granted more freedom over musical creativity.
Yes, Beatrice. Things, I will say, can get pretty messy in the music industry when it comes to copyright and artists attempting to sample other artists' music. I feel like artists should avoid copyright, especially because it can lead to legal issues, fines, and even damage to their reputation because of cancel culture. Sampling without permission can violate copyright laws, leading to potential lawsuits and financial consequences. I definitely feel like it's crucial for artists to respect intellectual property rights and either obtain proper licenses for samples or create original work to avoid legal complications. Doing that can ensure that they maintain their artistic integrity and protect their creative freedom.
Oh yeah, we definitely want to avoid those lawsuits. So, you must get sample clearance. This means asking for permission and clearing it for use. When you approach, this places you at the hands of the artist and the record label as they can make any conditions they want or just straight decline your request to sample the song. But there is a workaround by using interpolation, where music is re-recorded by a separate group of musicians with the intent of sounding like the original sample. This is how you can avoid yourself a lawsuit. Kanye, who is known to use many samples in his work, used this for his song All Falls Down. Ken Lewis helped Kanye on College Dropout with sample recreations in instrumentals. Then he used someone to cover Lauryn Hill's vocals, Selena Johnson. Because Lauryn didn't clear the use of her sample, Selena was the workaround, and Kanye interpolated it while also having Selena add her own twist to the vocals by harmonizing and layering singing. So, to dive into controversy, the original controversy in copyright drama happened at the heart of hip-hop with De La Soul and The Turtles. The Turtles was an American rock band that released a song called You Showed Me. It has smooth strings and soft vocals that De La Soul sampled in their song Transmitting Live from Mars from their 3 Feet High and Rising album in 1989. They were sued by the Turtles for $2.5 million, and their music was kept off streaming for many years.
That's so crazy. That's yep. So much money.
Yep, $2.5 million. Okay.
That's crazy.
Mark from the Turtles actually said, "Sampling is just a longer term for theft. Anybody that can honestly say sampling is some sort of creativity has never done anything creative." Okay, whoa, buddy. He's really stepping on our necks right here because on this podcast, we definitely have stood on the ground that sampling is a creative tool.
Yes.
But maybe some people abuse that, but he had was to coming
have been,
for us.
No,
for,
he had to have been going through the motions or something because that's
he
crazy.
Was, yeah, he was roasting, just no, throwing shots. I mean, I get it. He's not creative. He's coming for us for real.
No, for real. But another incident that I can actually recall was last year around December. There were memes going around about Rod Wave, and I was super confused scrolling through them and was also like just super confused overall. And I just kept seeing like so many different memes about him. I saw that Rob Wave, R-O-B, 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 Wave, was trending. Come to find out that Boosie, who was another rap artist in the industry, he came with the heat and publicly accused Rod Wave of stealing his lyrics and music beats. And our boy came with the receipts. Boosie actually posted to his story via Instagram messages of the exchange between him and Rod Wave, talking about how he wasn't happy with him sampling his music without permission. He then proceeded to give Rod Wave a chance to avoid legal action by requesting $200,000 and 25% of the record.
Ooh, okay.
No, for real.
Numbers.
But also shared that he overall wasn't happy with his music being sampled without permission, considering the fact that he wasn't the only one who put in the hard work to create his music. He expressed that he was also trying to be considerate of his writers and publishers.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a really great point. That's nice of him to also credit the people who he works with to make his music happen, because oftentimes people forget that it's not like solely the name, the artist that just makes music. It's right. An entire team effort to mm-hmm. produce something. So that was good on his part to recognize.
And another one is, I think that we can all remember, I don't know if y'all saw the YouTube videos, they went viral. They like resurfaced, let's just say, like in 2022 or so. But we have the hilarious case of when Vanilla Ice claimed that his bass line for Ice Ice Baby wasn't a sample and was completely authentic as a whole. In an interview, Vanilla Ice tried his hardest to defend himself and his music from copyright allegations while he attempted to beatbox the difference between his Ice Ice Baby and Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. It was funny because you could clearly hear the similarities between the two songs, and it was very obvious that Vanilla Ice stole the bass line of Under Pressure, which, as a song released in 1981, 9 years before Vanilla Ice released Ice Ice Baby. Queen and Bowie had enough of Ice's games and threatened a copyright infringement claim, and the case eventually settled with an undisclosed amount, which was later recalled being $4 million.
Ooh!
Bowie and Queen also ended up receiving songwriting credits on the track, but it's already crazy enough to hear, as it is, about artists sampling other artists without permission, but it's a whole different thing to hear that some refuse to own up to their own actions or deny obvious true allegations.
Ooh, my. That is actually crazy.
Yes.
He straight up was denying and lying mm-hmm. through his teeth.
It was sad.
Oh, no.
Like, when he was beatboxing his song versus the other one, he was like, no, like, ours has a ding to it. Like, they didn't have a ding in theirs. But it was, so similar.
His face while in the interview was probably like,
girl.
I'm trying to point that it's different, but they might have a point, huh?
Yes. He looked embarrassed. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, no. That is wild. But on the other hand, what about when things aren't so crystal clear? Like, an obvious, straight to your face. Like, mm-hmm. obviously this was copied. What if it gets muddy? One situation I can call out recently revolves around Karol G, a Colombian Latin artist. She recently won a Grammy for Best Musica Urbana for her album Mañana Será Bonito, and she won Woman of the Year from Billboard. If you haven't listened to her album, I would definitely recommend it. It is perfect for the upcoming summer, but anyways, there was a Russian Latin American artist called Mina Voina that accused Karol and her producers of copying off her melody from her song Pégate from 2022 into Karol's song Contigo. She says, I ask myself, what happened? A sample? Plagiarism? How the heck did that happen? That her song has the same transitions and changes throughout the song with that melody. Girl. Girl.
Crazy.
This is a little public call out.
She said, wait a minute, huh?
She said, how'd that happen?
How could this be?
Now, what I can say is that yes, many top artists in general do make music with the help and support of music producers. And while it does go under one artist's song, the parts and the pieces that go together to make a song, majority of the time, does not solely come from one person. The idea that a big artist copies off smaller ones is not too far off, since they collaborate with other people who may copy others under the artist's name. Do you see what I'm saying here? Karol G does use a lot of samples in her music, though, most being cleared. So, this direct call-out was something else, and honestly, the girl Mila might have a point. This sound is quite distinct. When it comes from smaller versus bigger artists, things can be messy and hard to navigate. This still hasn't been directly addressed, but the public seems to think she is reaching for attention. Like, reaching. There are some comments that mention Tiesto literally was the one that hit her up with the concept of the song. How is this Karol's fault? Somebody responded with, of course, but since it is her song, she will be accused of it even though she didn't produce it. So people are like pointing fingers like, it's not solely Karol's fault because right. the DJ also had in part of it and he was the one making beats. So that's another thing to consider, right? Like,
right.
you can just throw it all on Karol, right? There are more comments like, smells like envidia to me. Envidia meaning jealousy. Girl. Furthermore, some people were saying anything for a crumb. Okay.
A crumb is crazy.
A crumb? Okay. More comments like, it's Tiesto's beat and the one who produced it, she had the lyrics. I don't know why the artist is not calling out Tiesto. Instead, she is steering all her energy towards Karol G. LOL. Mm. Wow. See? Crazy. See what I mean? The drama.
The public gonna put their two cents the drama. In, honey. They went in.
Another comment saying, I've honestly heard this beat in many other songs. It didn't blow me away, to be honest. Sounds like Tiesto's other song mixes. And you know what? This is something to consider. Because of how DJs do approach music, how they make music, oftentimes they have samples in their music, right?
Right.
But in addition, they have their own distinct sounds found in a lot of EDM music. For example, Calvin Harris music, you will know if it's a Calvin Harris song. Mm. Like, it's very distinct. There's a different sound in True. Each composition. But what I will say, being a fan of Tiesto's music, you know, classic little EDM songs.
Yeah.
You know that there's just these sounds in EDM music that are almost copy and
paste. Every time.
Like, there's always something. And you know what? You can't argue because it gets your head bumping, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, like, what, the Chainsmokers? Ooh, they had a grasp on the public for a while. But, like, what I mean is these DJs have remarkable and distinguishable sounds.
Right.
That are found in music all across everywhere. So it's a little bit of a stretch for her to claim that that specific sound is hers.
Right.
And this is what I mean by things can get really messy, because you can claim like, oh yeah, that's my melody. But you know how many other people have the same melody?
Literally.
The same sound? And you're going to claim, oh yeah, no, that was me.
Yeah.
Like, girl, let's Crazy. Be real. Let's be real.
Right.
So what do we think about all this drama? The copyright aspect can be something difficult to juggle. I have had my fair share of learning and still having so many questions about the what ifs and the buts. It is safe to say that you should not plagiarize. If you want to use a music sample, clear it. The last thing you want is to be sued for everything to your name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I do think it is all about integrity, honesty, and just plain artistry.
Right.
Make sure to have fun, but also maybe don't rip off someone else's hard work and pass it off as your own.
I completely agree, Beatrice. I feel like it's so crucial for music artists to avoid copying other artists. It undermines creativity, artistic integrity, and respect for intellectual property rights. Copying can lead to legal issues, damage to reputation, and overall mess with innovation in the music industry. Originality is so essential for artists to establish their unique identity, be able to connect with their audience, and contribute to the diversity of musical expression. Respecting copyright laws and creating original work not only ensures legal compliance, but also fosters a culture of creativity and innovation within the music community. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in on our fourth episode. Hey, we made it.
Period.
Okay, number four. Here on Music Melodies Unraveled with your hostess here, Christy, Anna.
And Beatrice.
Yay. We'll see y'all later. See y'all next episode.
Because here on Music Melodies Unraveled, the girlies will present our faves to bring into the spotlight.
Okay.